Hello and welcome to the DL with Danny Lynch. I'm your host, Danny Lynch, and I'm joined by some special guests. Ronan?
What's up?
Tavius?
What's up?
We're going to start off today's episode with some breaking news. NFL star Devontae Adams says Zach Stacy's a coward and should be thrown in jail. If you don't know the news about Zach Stacy's, it's kind of hard to explain, but he assaulted his ex-girlfriend, and it's just bad news. He's an ex-NFL player, and it's just a disgrace to a football league like this.
I don't think anybody that would have the thought of doing that should be anything around pro sports ever in their life and ever again.
I agree.
Yeah, this was
just, it's just a bad person to humanity.
Antonio Brown should be back in the league.
I know.
Of what he did.
He's
great, so they kind of had to let him in, but still.
No, he's not the old
and but what else? Let's see. So we have some major injuries from this week. And, of course, we have not said his name properly. Trevor Siemian, the Saints quarterback right now, is shredding.
Quite literally.
Mike White is not the gem we used to know.
The Mike White experience is over.
We need to put Zach Wilson back in to protect Mike White. He still has the thing. It's one bad game. But I think he's always good when he shines, when we need him the most. So put back Zach Wilson. Let's see next season and how he trains.
And does anyone agree with me that it was a huge shocker that 49ers won against the Rams?
Yeah, but
there's a lot.
The 49ers have gone 5-0 now against the Rams since Sean McVay was their coach.
Well, after all and the injuries, missing, and they haven't been doing that good.
And even without their defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh.
Exactly.
I'm surprised that defense is still holding up.
This is probably the craziest thing I'll ever hear.
The Rams had a
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
they have like
OBJ. The Rams also signed OBJ.
Yeah, but they
had Miller. Signed Von Miller.
No, they traded for Von Miller.
And they had someone injured, a wide receiver.
Cup was still in. They had a wide receiver injured. And I'm going to go a little bit away from the NFL right now. I'm a Mets fan. And as you heard, there is news about, Noah Syndergaard said a couple months ago, I don't imagine myself anywhere else except for New York.
And there was...
He took $3 million more to go with the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, I heard about that a few days ago. And it was a tragedy for Mets. Angels, I feel like they're definitely trying to get good again now.
He said he wanted to go to the Mets. He wanted to stay with the Mets.
And it's only $3 million extra.
$3 million more dollars.
Only $3 million
for a 1 year contract. Noah Syndergaard. If there is a definition in the dictionary and it says snake, there should be a picture of Noah Syndergaard under it.
Exactly.
I love Thor, but I rooted for you every time I saw you on the mound. I wanted to be like you, Thor. You just hurt me.
Yeah.
Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
And the Boston Red Sox are looking to try to get Harvey Baez off our hands.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no way Javi loves it in New York. Back to football.
Because his best friend.
Exactly. And Mets are decent. They just don't play well.
Yeah. Back to NFL news.
Wait, can I say one thing? Because there's a big thing for soccer.
What's for soccer?
So there's this big breaking news. Because soccer took a in the middle of the season break. Never have in 10 years. Except COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because of the World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah, I mean.
They did it.
They should take a break for World Cup qualifiers.
Exactly.
No, but they usually
do. But did you hear about it happened a while ago. like more near the middle, kind of, or the beginning of COVID.
But let's
where there's like I don't know if it was Spain against someone else or I don't know, but there's this huge game that started like the whole huge outbreak, and I'm pretty sure it was in Spain, but it was it was a World Cup.
Well, we got to get back to the NFL news because this is what you guys have been clicking on this podcast for. Just remember, as soon as the NFL season's over, plus postseason, we will be starting MLB news.
Can we do every sport though? Can we flare a little bit into hockey and basketball?
Sometimes.
We could have, like, bonus episodes.
Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson aims to play 20-plus years in the NFL.
Okay.
Then own an NFL football team.
You're not Tom Brady.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Cause you haven't won a ring since 2015.
He probably won't even... He probably isn't even as good as Tom Brady right now, even though Tom Brady is way older. So I don't know if it's ever going to happen, because the older you get, the probably worse you're going to get.
All right, well...
Imagine Kershaw showing up on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like
Tom Brady probably has that perfume that he puts on his kids to make it go.
All right, but we skipped Tuesday for reasons that I cannot explain. But we're back here, and we have to go over both final scores. So we are going to have to go quick with it. As you guys can hear, I'm not joined by Dylan or Shane or Biggie Cheese or Jack. So it's just us three. The Bears. So the Ravens at the Dolphins. Dolphins won against the Ravens. This is the Bengals' best bye week they could get. Every team in the AFC South lost. Or AFC East. Sorry.
Yep. But at least they have had a shot. There are only two teams in that division that lost to the New York Jets.
I was really surprised.
I was very surprised.
With that, and then Chiefs and the Bucks, they just haven't been as good.
Yeah.
No, the Chiefs are picking it up.
Yeah, the Chiefs
are picking it up
a little bit. But
all I gotta they're not the Chiefs. They're not the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not
we love
anymore.
To know.
Yeah. All and, I like, gotta, 49ers are trying to pick it up. But, like, I was really surprised after each being really good in the Super Bowl, each winning a Super Bowl in the past 2 years. I was very surprised.
All I gotta say is the Lions haven't lost a game. And
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that soon. Titans, Saints. We really thought the Titans were going to win, but not by this swivel. 23-21.
Honestly,
they won by a safety.
Yeah, but I honestly,
wait, it's actually a 2-point conversion. My bad.
But I actually believed, and I believed in the Saints. The Saints are decent. They're picking it back up after that first game against Green Bay. I'm pretty sure it was.
And Patriots.
They're picking it back up. And Patriots have been doing decent without
Patriots. Tom. Patriots are looking like they're the shadow of their old self, like that we thought last year. But I feel like they're coming into the
coming
into the sun, forming its own human, because they
were doing decent. Cam Newton went back to the
That's the Panthers.
Yeah, Cam Newton also.
Yeah, Cam Newton went back, which was surprising. What? After a half a season, was it? Oh, no, a season?
A full season with the Patriots. He got released because Mac Jones was signed, and Mac Jones has been playing like Mac Attack.
I was surprised with the Patriots.
We haven't talked about Zach Wilson yet.
But
he might come back. That's all I got to say.
We don't have to talk much about this game. It was just a blowout. Bills, Jets.
But we're coming back. Miami, you're going down. We can beat the Ravens.
No.
Okay, I say there's some.
Then we got the Jaguars.
There's some spark, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. Also, next game we have the Lions at the Steelers. The Lions haven't won a game, but
They haven't lost a game.
Yes, they have.
They haven't lost a game in this month.
Yeah, they haven't won a game. They just haven't played out won a game.
They plan on having lost a game this month.
No, but I thought they could have beat
the
Eagles. They could have won.
They could have beat the Eagles. No. But the Eagles destroyed them.
Yeah. Cut your kicker.
Oh, my God. That kick was absolutely dog crap.
I can kick better than that.
Peroni, you're a soccer player.
Yeah, so am I, so.
Colts, Jaguars, we all know how this was going to end. The Colts won.
Yeah,
it's... Buccaneers, Washington.
Jaguars had like 5% chance.
Buccaneers, Washington. Washington pulls out the dog?
Yeah, that was kind of
question mark?
I mean, Tampa Bay hasn't been playing back up, but that was still very insane.
All I got to say is Washington's defense finally showed up.
Finally.
I was very surprised.
Where were you? Chase Young's gone.
Where were you? Trying to find the milk or something?
They didn't show up some games. Patriots, Browns. Jesus. This was an absolute blowout.
They're still good on the field.
I thought it was going to be a good match.
45-7.
I thought it was going to be a good match, too.
I thought the Browns were going to win.
Same.
All I gotta say.
I mean, Patriots are coming back.
The Patriots.
They're coming back.
Tobias Harris is on them.
Who?
They're running back.
For Patriots?
Yeah.
Devin White?
Yeah. No, Harris. Somebody. His last name's Harris.
Devontae Harris.
Yeah, that's what I said. Devontae Harris. Bruh, I know you're the backup running back, but you're playing like a Ram Rider.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I know the Patriots are coming back, and I'm kind of surprised they're coming back, but I did not expect them to blow out the
Browns. Man, I'm running into the end zone.
Falcons, Cowboys, we all know how this is going to end. The Cowboys were winning. Yeah. But they absolutely destroyed the Falcons.
I hate the Cowboys, but I got to hand it to them.
Yes.
The Cowgirls are turning into the Cowboys this season.
The Cowboys will always be deemed the Cowgirls in my book.
Yeah, but they still won't get the Super Bowl.
How do you know what they're going to get, like, in the draft picks and everything? You don't know yet. For now, yes. But
Panthers, Cardinals. Panthers.
I'm back!
Sorry for the interruption. That was a little loud running, but Cam Newton is back. And he is back. Pretty dang well. That win, 35-13.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Very shocking. All right, sorry for the interruption again, but Cam Newton is back, and he is going off 34-10. Absolutely dominating.
Now, with Cam Newton back, they're a whole nother team.
All right, so Cam Newton is back. We got to go a little fast. Lightning round. Vikings, Chargers, Vikings on top of the Chargers.
Packers.
Freaking insane. Packers, Seahawks. Didn't think it was going to be this far out, but this far out. Eagles, Broncos. Eagles were obviously going to win, but by how much? That's crazy. Chiefs, Raiders. The Raiders needed to go to, like, a dinner date, and they were late.
Yeah, they had to get that game done. There's just been so many shutout games.
The Chiefs are back on top of the division.
Yeah. Rams, 49ers. 49ers on top, 31-10.
So many shutouts.
All right, we got to go really fast now. Patriots, Falcons. Patriots on top.
Patriots, yeah.
Ravens, Bears, Ravens.
Bears.
Packers, Vikings, Ravens, Packers.
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 Colts, Bills, Bills.
Bills, yeah.
Browns, Lions. Lions. Why would I say Lions?
Browns. Browns.
Lions.
Browns. Lions. Browns are not playing like the Browns.
Washington, Panthers. Panthers.
Washington football team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Panthers.
Texans, Titans. Titans. 49ers, Jags. We all know how this is going to end. 49ers on top.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Jets. Dolphins on top.
Jets.
Saints, Eagles. Saints on top. Bengals, Raiders.
Raiders.
We all know how this is going to end.
Raiders.
Bengals are going to win by a field goal.
Really?
Raiders.
Mm-hmm. No, Raiders.
Cowboys, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Cardinals, Seahawks. Cardinals.
Seahawks.
Steelers, Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Giants, Buccaneers. Giants are going to win.
Giants
are going to win.
Giants.
Buccaneers. They got better running backs now.
I know,
they
I'm only
won.
Saying and Buccaneers because, listen, I feel like there's just going to be that one game where Buccaneers pop off, and I believe it's probably going to be this game.
Giants.
I say that every time, but I have
Tom
to.
Tom Brady, you're going to lose again, but this time not in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you all for listening, tuning in. Thank you for all listening and tuning in. I really appreciate you guys, listening. Thank you for your feedback. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.